Ready?
Okay.
Welcome, everybody. We're going to begin the meeting. So this public hearing of the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on this 18th day of October. Will everyone please join me in saying the Pledge to the Flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So again, welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of the board. To my left, we have Building Inspector John Whitman, our attorney John Bailey, then members Kim Bowers, Bob Linnartz, then to my right, Dwight Mateer, Mike Williams, and our recording secretary, Anna Waring Zizzi. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. Our first order of business will be approval of the minutes from our previous meeting. Each member of the board having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date, September 20th, 2022, the chair will entertain a motion of the reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
On my question, Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
The chair also, and?
Yes.
Okay. So. All persons making appeal before the board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3 in the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Per Section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court a petition duly verified, setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 18th of October, 2022, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And the chair also. So we do have a full member board tonight, so we will need to have three votes in either direction in order to pass a motion. Will you please read the first item on our agenda?
ZBA file number 2422, Michael Horrigan, 6515 Cole Road, zoned A1, SBL number 198.00-2-15.12, part of Farm Lot 58, Township 9, Range 7, okay. Requests two area variances to construct a carport on the side of an existing garage. The first variance is to allow all structures on the property to have a combined lot coverage of 10.4%. Maximum lot coverage allowed is 8%. Section 144, Attachment 14.1, height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations. The second variance is to allow a side yard setback for the structure of 14 feet. Minimum side yard setback is 20 feet. Section 144, Attachment 14.1, height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations.
Whoever is here for this, please come forward. You can sit down at the table, stand, whatever makes you feel comfortable. If you haven't signed in, I know there's a couple sign-in sheets. Please do so. Okay. So whenever you're ready, if you tell us about your project.
I just want to put a carport over an existing pad on the north side of my garage to put cars under in the wintertime, so it's easier to snowblow my driveway. And possibly a snowmobile trailer now and then.
Okay. So I'm going to have the members of the board ask you questions now.
Okay.
We'll start with Kim.
So your existing garage, do you currently use that for vehicles and
yes.
so forth? Okay. So you're maxed out on that, so you want to use, and you're already using your carport, I assume. You're just looking to cover it?
Right.
What are you putting on underneath there?
Whatever I'm driving. I don't put my winter cars in the garage.
Okay. Obviously.
So whatever I'm driving in the wintertime, I'm going to park under there.
Okay. All right. One or two cars?
It would never be more than one or two cars okay. or one truck and one trailer.
Okay. Oh, that's all I have.
Did you talk to any of your neighbors?
Yes, both of them. Jim Smolinski sent a real nice letter.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Lenny behind me called me and said that he has no issues at all with it.
As you face your garage, the neighbor that's affected to the left.
That's Lenny Lacondo.
That's Lenny Lacondo.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a problem.
No.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Have you needed any variances in the past to build anything?
Yes, when I built the garage, I had to get a variance because of footprint.
Those area coverage, the lot coverage?
Right.
Okay. All right, I have no other questions.
Mike?
I think I am all set.
Okay.
Everybody answered my questions.
You don't plan on extending the pad or anything?
No.
It's just where it is right now?
Yeah, I just replaced the old one.
Okay. No running businesses
no.
through it? Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. I don't have... Does anyone else have any questions? Okay. So, next I am going to go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Anna, did you receive any other outside communication besides
no,
the letter that we
just
received?
The letter.
Okay, so we did get that letter. Okay, so I'm going to close the public hearing portion of this case. Board discussion?
I think it's okay.
Yeah, I didn't have anything further from what we talked about.
The neighbors don't have a problem, and I don't think it's very substantial.
I'm good with that. I think with where the pad is already there, just to cover it, is not going to be an issue.
I think it won't be substantial as well.
Okay, so do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I can make a motion.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Dwight. I'll tackle something else. Go ahead.
Let you have one of the others. All right. I make a motion to grant the variance, allowing the petitioner to have 10.4% maximum lot coverage, and read this section per section 144-63E1. All public notices have been filed, and the applicant. Okay. So a motion to grant the variance. Allowing the 10.4% maximum lot coverage and a 14-foot side setback. I feel that there is no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created. The benefits sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than through granting of the variance. The variance is not substantial. There is no adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district, and although the difficulty is self-created, it does not necessarily preclude granting of the variance.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. On the question. Mike?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
And the chair also, so good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Anna, can you read the next item, please?
ZBA file number 2522, James McCarthy, 34 Middlebury Road, zoned R1, SBL number 185.08-2-19.1, sublot 357, map cover 2335, and part of sublot 358, map cover 2334. Request an area variance to install a tool shed 5 feet from the side property line of the rear yard. Minimum side setback for accessory structure in an R1 zone is 15 feet, section 144, attachment 15.1, height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations.
Hello.
Hey, how
welcome.
Hey,
so we're going to follow the same procedure. So if you want to start off by telling us about your project.
Sure. So I want to apply for a 10x10 yard shed to hold various things that we are currently storing in our garage that are taking up too much space and in our basement.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
So then we'll start with Dwight.
Have you had the opportunity to speak with your neighbor?
Yeah, the neighbor on the near side where that would be sort of encroaching on for the variance is okay with it. Robert came by and he suggested I bring photos. I had a chance to talk to him. They have not written a letter. I wasn't thoughtful enough to ask them to send a letter.
Okay. In your application, you mentioned that you were against cutting any trees down.
That's the main problem with putting it in the other parts of the backyard is that the yard's woody, and we prefer not to put down trees for the shed.
Is that, do you have, what kind of trees are they? Are they ash trees or something else?
There's something else. There's a lot of nut trees. Okay. There's a few ash trees, but those are the smaller ones.
All right, and you're, what about moving the fence and sliding the shed into the fenced-in area as part of your perimeter fence, essentially?
The cost of that would be prohibitive for me. It would be not something that I would do as a first option. I think coming to you first, being denied, and then pursuing that, but I would highly not, that would not be an option that I would want to pursue.
Okay, all right, I don't have any other questions.
Mike?
No, I think one question with Dwight regarding moving the fence is...
One of the things is we're going to be... my kids aren't here, so I can say this. We're going to be getting a dog soon. I would be nervous about doing the spacing properly so that the dog would not escape.
Right, you don't want to. I get you. Yeah. Makes sense.
And I guess my question is what I'm suggesting is moving the fence, putting it inside, and then putting the fence back up.
Oh, I see. So we currently have a garden... I don't know if you can see the garden box.
All right.
Yeah, your pictures were good.
We only get a little bit of sunlight in the backyard, and my wife has a garden where essentially probably the only place that is not wooded in the backyard. So she does that in her free time, and that's a hobby of hers. That wouldn't be something we would probably want to do if we could.
Okay. Pop.
You covered the neighbor, so that's right. that's taken care of. And just to go over again, because I know I asked you before,
right.
what are you going to store in the shed?
So we currently have 3 kids, and we're having another in February, and we're accumulating a lot of bikes and toys. We have a bike trailer. Stroller attachments, and then I'm accumulating some woodworking tools and things like that. Our bikes would go in there. We have toys in the basement that we would move up into the shed, like our lawnmower, things of that nature. They're just right now they're sitting in the garage, and we can't currently get 2 cars in the garage before winter time. We're hoping to get the spaces freed up so that we can
take
advantage of the garage.
Thank you.
You're looking at a 10x10. I looked at some of the pictures that as examples. Is it going to be when you pull into the driveway that the doors to open to the shed are going to be, or is it going to be turned to the side?
Straight. So the idea would be that the door, so you can see from the picture that there's a little bit of green space.
Uh-huh.
If you're facing that, the main door would be essentially off-center to the left. So it would be on the blacktop part.
Okay.
With a ramp coming down, and then there would be like a little window where off to the right between the fence and where the grass is.
Okay. What did you decide on a facade yet for that?
We were going to get same color that we can paint the house.
Okay.
Like a little flower box.
Yep.
So we're going to have a company build it for us.
Okay. That's all I have.
So you want the 10 by 10. Have you considered doing like an 8 by 12? So then you lose a couple feet from the side and then go further back?
So there's the tree that you see, that's the 13 mm-hmm. feet distance from the blacktop to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That tree leans forward a little bit. You can't probably tell from the picture, but it's leaning forward. So if we did get a 12 foot, I think it would probably hit the top. If you went straight up mm-hmm. from where the 12 feet is, I think you'd hit the top of the shed. I also wouldn't want to have... The goal would be to have the ramp sort of coming over the lip of the grass onto the driveway so that it's not necessarily on the edge of the blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to get the shed entirely on the grass. So if possible, we probably would do the max length would be a 10-foot. Due to the tree, we'd probably get a 3-foot ramp that would take the shed out in basically like a 6 inches over onto the blacktop.
Is there a reason why you wouldn't go on top of the blacktop?
Just space. We have a basketball hoop, and we sometimes park the car there for parties and stuff.
The dreaded S word, snow.
When
yes,
we have it
where
back,
do you usually?
We have it back dragged.
Okay.
So we the neighbors across the street are kind. They don't mind if we back drag it. There's a basically right in between the neighbors on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
How we put it right in between the yards. Okay.
You look like you're about to have more questions.
No, you're not supposed to plow snow across the street. It's a safety thing.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions?
No.
Or comments? Okay. So I'm going to go to the audience now. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Have you received any outside communication?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to close the public portion. And board discussion?
I personally think it's straightforward. It fits. I don't think it's obtrusive. It's not an oversized 15, 20-foot shed like we've seen before.
I don't have an issue with it either.
And I don't have an issue.
Did he say it was going to be a wood-sided or vinyl-sided?
No, it's going to be... side of the house, right?
Same, so wood side, so I can paint.
Oh, it is
the
wood
same
side.
Color
okay, sorry.
Yeah, I agree with Bob.
Okay. So, do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the area variance on ZBA file 25-22. There's not going to be any undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. But if it cannot be achieved in any other way, the request is not substantial. There's not going to be any adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. Difficulty is self-created, but that doesn't preclude the granting of the variance. So I move for approval.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. On the question. Mike?
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Chair votes no, but it's 4-1, so good luck with your project.
All right, thanks.
Do you want your pictures back, or would you like me to throw them in with your folder?
You can keep them.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
That's
okay.
All right. Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay.
You told me.
No, I know that, but for some
reason... Yeah, so can you read the next item, please?
Wood siding.
We have them, too.
ZBA file number 2622, Dollar General, 6017 Big Tree Road, Zone B2, SBL numbers 172.08-4-5 and 172.08-4-4, part of Farm Lot 23, Township 9, Range 7. Request an area variance for 16 fewer car spaces than the 53.2 spaces required. Retail or mercantile establishments, stores, or service shops, one off-street parking space for each 200 square feet of floor area, exclusive of parking areas provided for employees on the same premises. Additional off-street parking may be required by the town board in the case of shopping centers on site of 2 acres or more. Section 144-29A3C.
Welcome. I'll let you get situated before we begin. So whenever you're ready to begin.
My name is Tara Bennett. I work with the Broadway Group, and we are the developer for this project. And tonight we're coming before you for an area variance request of our parking stalls. And so what I'd like to do is introduce you to the project in general, and then Mark Romanowski will help walk through the variance request more specifically, if that's all right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to step over here so I can flip to some of the information. Our project is at Big Tree Road and Thorn Avenue, and the project site is this L-shaped piece of property. It's about 3 acres, a little over 3 acres. Smoke Creek runs across the back of the lot here, and we have a very significant change in topography. It's very steep, about a 10-foot or so change in topography from here to here. So as a result of the Smoke Creek and that change of topography, all the natural drainage comes here. And we have discovered, although we knew that when we were looking at our site, that there was mapping available from the environmental mappers, like with DEC, we knew that Smoke Creek went back here, and we knew that we had an area of wetland here. But our project was going to be up in this area that would not disturb any of that. And when we went out to basically start investigating this wetland area more to make sure that nothing had changed from the DEC mapping, we realized that the wetlands actually... It's a little theater for everyone.
That's all right. You got a good steady hand to accomplish there. Right.
The wetlands are actually much more extensive than the mapping revealed. And so what we realized is that instead of the wetlands being more or less here, they really come all the way up here where we were planning our site. So originally we did not think that when we first were looking into this and imagining what we would do, we didn't think we were going to need a variance, and we thought we could comply with all of your zoning. But once we realized we have all of this wetland area and environmental impact, we wanted to come before you and request to reduce the parking. So let me walk you through a little bit more about the site plan and the surrounding area. The surrounding area, if you're not familiar with it, is, like I mentioned, at the corner of Thorn Avenue and Big Tree. Across the site from us is a self-storage area. It's kind of like a blue metal kind of structure. On that same road is 84 Lumber. It's right next door. You can kind of see the red awning back here of the 84 Lumber. And then Tim Hortons is another commercial development that's just down the road from us, and it's a little bit newer, nicer development. We talked about the initial environmental information on the site here, and then this is just another view where you can kind of see an aerial overlay of where the area we thought we were going to be able to develop. This here is an actual, from our wetland scientist. This is the area showing, again, the wetland map and how that wetland, instead of being here, encroaches way here into the property, okay? So we have some very significant environmental features we're trying to design around, including the flood zone, of the floodplain, as well as the floodway of Smoke Creek. And so the solution that we came up with was to reduce the parking to 35 stalls. So with 35 stalls, what we're going to plan to do is build a retaining wall that will go around the back of the property, and that's going to help us avoid putting any additional fill into this lowland wetland area as possible. So we're going to try to limit any kind of disturbance of that wetland area, except for maybe like 4/10 of an acre. So we'll have that retaining wall to help us reduce the grading. We have the 35 parking stalls, and then we have provided, just based off of some of the feedback in our sketch plan with the planning board, we knew that they were going to be interested in maybe having a little bit extra ADA parking available. So typically you would have two ADA parking stalls for this many, the overall number of stalls, but we're providing three, or proposing three, to help accommodate what the planning board feedback had been. So with our layout, the parking would all be, on this side of the building. We would be providing screening for the adjacent uses, like privacy fence or vegetative screening. And we'll get down into more of those details with the planning board when we go through site plan review of exactly what they would want. But we would definitely be providing the screening to either property on the side of us. As far as the store and what it will look like, we are using the existing Dollar General as really our blueprint, because we know that this displays the character that the town has approved before in the past. And so it would have the same features of the window-like openings, the awnings, the changes in different materials, and a very nice upgraded facade look. And we'll work with the planning board on any kind of upgrades that they want. We'll be screening any kind of rooftop equipment, things like that, to make sure that we have a really nice view from the road. So we'll work with them on all of those features. I just wanted to show you that these are just very basic designs. If they do want to look at something that's a little bit different, we could go with, you know, something that's got a little bit more of a, like a board and batten look that brings in some of those more popular features that you see a lot in designs these days, but also has the brick detailing that is, you know, very familiar to the Orchard Park area. So that would be maybe one example, or maybe something like this. But there again, these are just very basic. We would add in the window, openings and things like that, the shutters that would really dress these up. So I just wanted you to know that we are going to be upgrading the building, but we'll be doing that based off of the planning board's feedback and using, like I said, the existing Dollar General as a concept and as an inspiration for our basic design. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mark Romanowski, and he can introduce more details of the variance itself.
Thanks, Tara. Good evening, Mark Romanowski, on behalf of the Broadway Group, with respect to the request for a variance. As Tara already indicated, we've met with the planning board preliminarily. They asked that we come and meet with the Zoning Board of Appeals regarding the request for a variance on the number of parking stalls. This is a fairly common request with respect to these stores. A lot of those have fairly high retail square footage parking requirements, and Orchard Park really isn't any different. The town code requires approximately 54 spots for the 10,000 square foot store. And in Dollar General's experience, this number of parking spots is greatly more than they need as far as the type of store. It's a convenience store. Individuals aren't spending a long period of time in a store, so you don't have this buildup of customers where you need excessive parking. By way of reference, if you look at the store in Southwestern, that store has 32 spaces, so that's three spaces less than what we're proposing for this store, and that store has never experienced any problems with the capacity of parking. And unlike a typical variance, where a variance usually has a greater impact on the community as a result of the request, let's say it's larger height, larger lot coverage, things of that nature, requesting a reduced parking area actually reduces the impacts of the store. This reduces the size of the footprint of the paved area, and so it lessens the impact on the site and as Tara got into, impacting any of the floodplain and drainage issues that are on the site. So when it comes to balancing the ultimate responsibility of the ZBA, as you know, is whether or not the benefit to the applicant is outweighed by the detriment to the community. We think in this particular situation, you actually have a reverse situation. You have a benefit to the community as well as a benefit to the applicant due to the request of the variance and the reduced number of spots. And we have any number of stores in Western New York where you can see the same number of spots, and they work consistently. All of these stores are in the 30s. In general, 30 to 35 spots is fairly standard for the Dollar Generals in Western New York, and it's served them well. So that's the general presentation on that. I'm happy to answer any questions that the board may have, in particular with respect to any of the four criteria. I didn't want to bore you or the audience with going through that, but we're happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Start with Bob.
One of the criteria is character of the neighborhood and neighboring properties. There's a couple residences that I think, I'm guessing now, adjoin the property.
Yeah, there's one to the, if I'm getting that right, east. There's a residential home immediately adjacent to the property on the east side.
Have you reached out to talk to any of those people?
We haven't done that yet. We haven't gotten to the design phase. And, you know, respectfully, with the respect to the issue of the parking, this is a lesser impact. So, you know, the question for the Zoning Board of Appeals isn't whether or not the Dollar General is going to have an impact on them. It's whether or not the variance will have an impact on them. And in this case, this will improve the situation as far as the size of the footprint of the store.
That's all I have.
Tim?
You answered most of the questions that Ted had. I guess I just have one question, because you were speaking about the number of parking spaces that you currently have at most of your other stores are still in the 30-ish range.
Correct.
Is the size of the store you're proposing the same as well as those other stores? Is this going to be any different in size?
It's slightly larger, so the current model is about 10,000 square feet. The other store in Orchard Park is 9,100 square feet, so you're about 900 square feet more. And this is somewhat reflective of the additional parking space, the three additional parking spaces.
So with that, would the type, is the standard, is the inside the same standard layout you have at all stores? Is this going to be any different with regards to offerings in there, whether there's, you know, I don't know. I'm just thinking about the fact that would it be attracting more people because of something else you're offering within the store that would require more.
Sure, I'll let Tara talk about the different, you know, the change in the model.
Okay.
So to answer your question more specifically, the offerings are the same. It's basically, you know, some prepackaged foods, some coolers that have various, like, dairy, and you might have some small amounts of fresh produce, and then it's home goods, stationery, school supplies, pet food, a small amount of, like, over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, all of those things that you would see in your traditional Dollar General stores. That really is not changing. To answer your question a little bit more specifically about the traffic, which we'll discuss more in general with the planning board as well, or more in detail with them, there is a standard called the ITE trip generation model, and it's a standard that gets applied to any kind of development. And so they do have a category that's for stores like the Dollar General. And so we know that the volume of vehicles that would be expected based off not only, you know, 18,000 stores nationwide, but also what that ITE trip generation model shows. It's a gold standard for any kind of traffic estimates. And so we know that that's very consistent with what we have experienced with the store operations as well.
Okay. I don't have anything else right now.
Okay. Mike?
Nothing. Okay. I got lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
You brought up the store on Southwestern, and you mentioned that it had 32 spaces.
Sure.
How many square feet is that store?
9,100.
And did you need a variance for the number of spaces on that?
I didn't look on that store quite, but I assume that it did.
Okay.
I don't believe the works of our code has changed on the per square foot requirement for density.
I think I think there was something. I didn't mean to catch your flash.
Yeah, no.
You know, from the design perspective, has there been any thoughts? There's one option here, one alternative to putting the building here. Has there been thoughts of situating the building differently within this footprint of the parking area so that you could get more parking? Move it forward so that you would have more.
There's a couple of factors that impact that. First, Tara's already talked about the impacting and minimizing the impacts of the wetland, so that sort of cordons us off on the site and where we can put it. The other piece is also getting delivery vehicles in and out, so having the room to have that delivery vehicle come in, unload. Usually what they do is an L turn, so or K turn, actually. They'll pull in, back up, and then come back out, so having that maneuverability within the lot is important too. So that length that they show there is important to allow that free and easy movement of the delivery vehicles in and out of it. And also we're working with the DOT as far as, you know, the access point. Thorn Avenue, with the way the radius is there, all of us that live in the town are very familiar with trying to make left side of that corner. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that we shifted the drive as far to the west as possible on the lot to avoid interactions in that particular location. We expect that there might be, in fact, we fully expect that during the site plan process, there's going to be tweaks to how the site layout is. But why the planning board wanted us to come to you is to say, okay, give us the footprint of the parking so that we know where we're going with the site, what we have to work with. So we expect there will be some changes to that as we go through the planning work process.
Thank you. How many employees do you plan on having there?
They usually have 2 to 3 employees max at the store. Most of the time it's 2, and the employees are instructed to kind of park at the back of the lot and leave the front spaces for the customers to come in and out.
Okay, because the code... one space for every 200 square feet of floor area comes out to 50 parking spaces. On your application, you say 53.2.
That's square footage employees and then the minimum for the ADA. So the 2 spots for the ADA add into there as well.
Okay. So. All right. I have no other questions. Thank you.
Thanks.
I apologize if I missed it, but so one of our criteria is if the benefit can be achieved in any other way. Why do you need the biggest store so far, like in our area here?
Well, actually, this is the new model for Dollar General, and there's 2 or 3 of these stores that are already approved and going through the construction phase. So this is what we're going to see with the Dollar Generals going forward. It's something that they've been seeking. They reevaluate. Most retailers do this. They look at it and say, okay, is this footprint the right size for us? When you get too small, then you can cramp stores, and they don't work very well. And so this is just a little bit larger. Most of the stores in this area are in the 9,000 square foot range currently, the ones that are up.
Right. So, I mean, if you go back to the 9,100 square foot one, that's 45. That's only 10 off instead of... what is it? How much are required? 50?
If it's 200 square feet, that would be 5 less required, so it would be 49 versus 35. And
right.
Ultimately, it's not that much of a difference. And we're operating a 9,100 square foot store with 32 spots. So.
But it gets you closer to the requirements.
yeah, it might get us closer to the requirements, but we shouldn't have to. There's no benefit to the community by shrinking the store as it relates to the variance that we're requesting. Again, we're requesting a variance here that doesn't increase the impacts on the community, it lessens it.
Okay. Is there anyone else that wants to ask any additional questions?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to go to the audience, and I know a lot of you are here for this. I want to make a point and say we are only discussing the parking requirement. So if you are here to speak on behalf of the project as a whole, We request that you hold your comments for a meeting that's not our meeting. For the planning board. So, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Okay. Now, again, only regarding the parking situation, is there anyone that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? And also, there is going to be a 3-minute time limit. So. We're three.
Your message on the passport is that
it's three tonight, sir.
Okay. Please state your name and your address.
My name is Ashley Fuller, 6007 Big Tree Road. I know that they had mentioned that there's a house directly to the east of this plan development, but they didn't mention that there's a house within 20 feet to the west. That's our house. And where they proposed to put the access for delivery trucks is going to be less than 20 feet away from our bedroom window. I don't know how that would be possible, even with a fence.
Again, it's just not parking.
Yeah, I'm sorry, this is parking. Part of the building. No.
That's part
what
of
they're asking for is smaller
the
parking lot.
Yeah.
And that's the only issue before this board, and it's the only issue that you can respond to.
It is strictly a reduction of parking spots.
That
we are strictly talking about the parking, reduction of parking, not driveways or anything like that, just parking. Please. Excuse me. Please state your name and your address.
I'm Gallus, 197 Thorn Avenue, from the neighbors on the other side. So, in regards to the variance and the property being built and talking about the limited parking spaces, I really don't feel that the town is really up to removing parking spaces due to the size of the business or the corporation that wants to go in there. I think they should at least cover everything that the town requires them to cover. Okay, and you're going to be talking with that many parking spaces, you're pulling out into a turning lane. And you have safety issues, parking spot issues, and you have a variance. I don't see a reason why you give them a variance in this location.
Okay. Please state your name and address.
Linda Bergantz, 4454 Dune Road. I guess I have a question for you all. I understand that this regulation was enacted in 1985 and it was amended in 1987. I'm sure there was some kind of reasoning for the math of X number of parking spaces per square foot of a building. And if it was passed, it must have been reasonable and there must have been reasons for that. And I think before we talk about giving a variance to that, we should know what those reasons were for having this regulation in the first place. So I tried to get that information. They said I would have to file a freedom of information. It would take probably about 30 days, and we didn't have 30 days notice about this meeting, so I wasn't able to follow up on that. But do any of you know the reasoning for the regulation as it stands now?
That would be a John Bailey question.
That was a decision made by the town board, and we don't have that information here. And from what I understand, the reason that the applicant is asking for fewer parking spots is because there's no room because of the wetlands.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's a good reason. That's what they're saying.
Right. Yeah, I heard that. I just would be very interested, and I think you would be too, of what, you know, why that regulation went into effect in the first place, because there had to be reasoning behind that. And before you give a variance to that, I think that information should be known.
Thank you. Is there... Yes. State your name and address.
My name is Luke Bowden. I live at 4498 Dewar Road, just a property that is across from Smokes Creek. I've got two main concerns with the request. I have a long history in the outdoors. I'm an Eagle Scout, and I do understand that the parking of the proposal is to minimize the parking. However, my concern is with the construction being done in the wetland, and the discussion of the retaining wall, using the machines to go in there and use that. I'm not very fond of the idea of disturbing that wetland area to achieve that drainage issue, the parking issue. And then I'd just like to really harp on the other topic of, with this reduced parking lot, if there is any overflow, this traffic potentially going into Thorn Avenue, Dewar, and just the increased safety concerns of people coming in and out of the store with a smaller parking lot.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Okay. Did you receive any outside communication?
We have one more question.
Oh, there is. I'm sorry. Please state your name and your address.
Ann Eisenberg, 4454 Door Road. I'd like to echo what a couple of people have said, that before you approve a variance, those of us who have concerns about it would like to know why the original regulation was set up such that they need to seek a variance. And right now we don't have this information, so we can't provide it, but informed argument against this variance. And so I'd like to see this put off until we can have such information made available to us so then we can make an informed decision about whether or not we really are against it and for what reasons based on the existing regulation. So I am asking the committee to provide that information to the general public and put off vote until we have enough information to make an informed discussion.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
To achieve that, you would have to table this agenda item for tonight and request the town board to research the issue and come back with their findings.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
I agree.
Okay. Do you agree with that? They don't see that it's unreasonable. One more. Yes, please state your name and address.
Yeah, I'm Richard Gillis. I'm from 201 Thorn Avenue. I think that before you even talk about the variance, you need to study more of the DOT, the traffic flow, where the trucks are coming in and out.
This is strictly parking.
I realize that, but before you give them parking permit, you've got to know what you're going to want.
The planning board will do all that, actually.
Yeah, when?
That's what I'm
about. I mean, how long has this been in the running? I get a letter.
Next month.
And I, you know.
They have a, if you go on the town website, it will tell you when the next meeting is. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's always a certain, for example, like our meetings are every third Tuesday of the month.
The second Thursday of next month.
Okay, second Thursday of next month will be their next meeting. But I don't think they're going to go before them.
We're not currently on the agenda for the planning board for that meeting. We need to go through this particular step first. Then we'll submit a formal site plan application before it will be on the agenda. Also, critically, it'd be subject to a public hearing as well. The planning board would hold a public hearing on this as well. So the comments that relate to traffic, driveway location, drainage impacts, concerns over wetlands, et cetera, would all be covered by the planning board during their review of the project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And certainly we'd be open to having the matter tabled to let the board look a little further into that parking standard. I will say the 5 per 1,000, which is what the town uses, is fairly ubiquitous for retail in Western New York, at least as far as the rate that's used.
I
both towns
have. Delivering message. Just to stay within the rules of the meeting.
Sir!
He's the petitioner.
It's enough. Please continue.
Yes.
So that rate of 5 per 1,000 is a fairly standard rate candidly an older one. And most of the ITE standards that are now applicable are lesser than that because what we found is you have large parking fields that aren't getting used. So we'll look into the ITE rate, and I'll provide that as well just for context for the board while you're investigating the town's own standard. But I expect that's the general final.
Okay. Anna, does the planning board, so send out meeting notices as well?
The planning board typically only sends out notices if there's like a rezoning or special and really specific things. So you kind of have to, they always post them on the website, but they don't necessarily notify every neighbor. It depends on the specific, there's only specific circumstances that they would inform.
Okay. But it will be on the website.
But it will be on the website, yes.
Okay. Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience for the last time that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Okay, then I'm closing the public hearing portion of the meeting. Board discussion?
I think it makes sense to table it for 30 days.
Yeah. Nope, I'm sorry, the public hearing has been closed.
I'm for tabling it.
Okay.
I think it'd be a prudent thing to do.
Okay, so do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to table ZBA file 26-22, the Dollar General at 67 Big Tree Road. At this time, I think we table it until they get the further information that they've requested from the residents.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, who wants it?
Okay.
Michael seconded.
Okay. One more question. Mike?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
And the chair also. So we will see you next month.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Did we pass the
minute?
So we passed them as presented, or they're...
I don't remember.
Yeah, we passed them
as presented. I'm sorry, we did.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember dispensing of the reading of the minutes, but I forgot.
If you are a high schooler and need your paper signed, come pick any of us.
Okay, so what did you learn?
Anywhere? Well, that the American Dollar Tree.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
Reading ahead.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Okay.
Thank
you.
Oh, it's all
this time.
Okay.
I want to talk to that meeting. Fill that in.
That are unique. Okay.
1 hour.
Thank you.
Do you
and the name.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Let's
grab
the
sign.
Oh, I put it in the wrong place.
Thank you.
How's it
going? Good. I didn't realize these meetings could go on.
Wow, you're here for study.
Now you know what your dad went through all these years.
Where am I sitting? Here?
Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry, I had it right on my note.
You didn't fill anything in.
I did it all on my phone. On my phone. So
and your
I
phone?
Put it on my knee.
Oh,
yeah.
I got a pack.
That's why.
You didn't put the ding on it.
I didn't know the ding.
Thank you.
Dang. Yep.
All day. No. I'll still sign it.
Okay. Who else?
Yeah, there
we
go.
All right. Good night. Anybody else has questions for me?
There you go.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. You've
got the date on there. You've got the date.
Everybody's all set.
Can we sneak and bolt out?
I mean, it was a perfect opportunity for us to take it. So
that was pretty quick for a lot of kids.
I'm wondering if we...
You guys can kind of go
in another way, or the... What? The, can it be achieved in any other way?
I just know they and they did something at Frontier the same way, and they used to.
Because technically, they can if they make the building small.
Or is there department to department?
You guys need stuff signed?
So there's an employee.
Oh, okay. You guys probably do get good grades, don't you? All right. You can buy. Just keep trying. It's worth it.
What was that?
The neighbors
no, you know what I
go to the Public Safety Committee meeting.
Oh, yeah.
It's
okay.
I
just need to know the project. It's a student project. I'm sorry.
14 minutes.
Thanks, Bob. Location for it.
building facility is
I'll do that.
Good night.
Which one?
The one by Beer.
We can have a 7,000 square foot building and they don't need a variance.
Well, you're right. That's when I'm bad. The track can get a night belt. It'll be a night belt.
And he sort of
that's 45
and 35.
You did great tonight. You kept everything in line. You did good.